Well, to Switzerland first this morning, and as people all over the world were ringing in the new year, a fire broke out at a crowded bar in the Swiss ski resort Crans-Montana, killing at least 40 people. 115 others were injured, many of them severely. It's reported the fire started at about 1:30 a.m. local time in a bar which locals say is popular with teenagers. Swiss President Guy Parmelin has described the fire as one of the worst tragedies the country has experienced. Well, with the latest, we're joined now from Switzerland by Jason Farrell, home editor at Sky News. And Jason, thank you very much for joining us. At this point, do we have any more clarity on exactly how many people have died?
Well, at the moment, the latest figure is around 40. And we know that there are a number of people who are in a serious condition in hospital. So 115 people, I think, who are injured, and I think the majority of them have got severe burns. And, you know, so there's A, still trying to figure out exactly what the death toll is, and B, I think there's quite a grim task of trying to identify the people who have been killed in this fire.
I know reports have suggested that the bar is very popular with teenagers, people aged from 16 to 26. Does that tally with what you've learned?
Yeah, this, you know, the Swiss take New Year very seriously, and they have a great party. They put on a big show, and what they normally do is they'll have a big central square, as they did in Crans-Montana, party where they'll have disco, they'll have a DJ with a set, they'll have fireworks. And what generally happens is that the older people, people like myself, will go home and put themselves to bed, and the younger lot will go out. And then there'll be specific bars that attract younger people. I mean, they generally have an 18-door policy, but it's pretty lax. And, you know, people have a fake ID or they just let them in. And so you do get 16-year-olds. I've also heard of even a 15-year-old among the casualties. But I'd certainly, when I was talking to people yesterday who came to the cordon, the police cordon, there were a lot of young people, 18, 16-year-old, who said that her friend, who was also 16, was in hospital, and her boyfriend, who I think was the same age, was in intensive care. So yeah, I think the real sad tragedy, there's lots of tragedies around this, but one of them is the fact that this was a young person's bar. It was 1:30 at night when most of the older people were just heading home. You know, I'm a parent, I've got teenagers. My teenagers were out in a Swiss nightclub that night. I'd gone home to bed. And I think a lot of parents would be like me. They'd be waking up in the morning, not necessarily even knowing at that point what had happened. So I have also heard stories of parents going down to the bar to try and find their children. I just, you know, it's just a horrific, horrific event. And yeah, as you say, young people in the centre of it.
Also a venue that's very popular with tourists, Jason, but no confirmation yet as to the nationality of anyone who died.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously Swiss. I think we could expect Italians. We could probably expect French people and maybe more of an international crowd. Brits do go there. Crans-Montana is famous for its walk up downhill. You know, it's one of the top ski resorts. There are other resorts that are more popular with Brits, but Brits do go to Crans-Montana. And it feeds sort of 2 hours from Geneva, just a bit over. It's got Lausanne and Montreux, big towns from Switzerland. A lot of youngsters go up from there. So, yeah, obviously there will be Swiss casualties, but I think this will have a lot of international casualties as well.
Do we have any more clarity at this point as to how the fire started?
Well, what we know is people talked about an explosion. Obviously, it's been ruled out as any kind of attack or terrorism. What's thought to have happened is there was a fire, and that then maybe got to the liquor bottles because it went across the ceiling. We've seen images of that, and they maybe made it much more flammable. But I was talking to a young teenager who, again, this is sort of secondhand, but it has been reported elsewhere, that there were people with champagne bottles, and this would maybe be staff, who like put sparkler kind of firecrackers that throw up flames. and they were carrying them. They would be carrying them to the tables, and someone apparently lifted someone onto their shoulder, and then that meant that the firecracker got closer to the ceiling, which is quite low anyway, and wooden. And that then something there caught fire, and that's how it started. But that's really a sort of third-hand report, and I think it'll be up to investigators to establish and look at video footage, because there's more footage emerging from inside the bar, and speak to people who are in there to really understand what happened. One of the things, you know, about these New Year celebrations is there's lots of people with flares and, you know, sparklers, and as well as the formal event, there's a lot of people, you know, you buy your own fireworks outside the supermarket. And so there's a lot of flammable items that are out on that particular night on New Year's Eve. And the buildings, you know, a lot of them are made of wood.
Yeah. I know as well, Jason, you spoke to, as you've mentioned, a number of eyewitnesses, some people saying that they saw people trying to get out of the building.
Yeah, so I think this is another question for the authorities that they will look into in the safety of this particular establishment, because the people I've spoken to describe it as having quite a narrow stairway to get out of the basement area, which is, I think, what caught fire. And then they have, yeah, the people I spoke to talked of a real scramble to get out. You could obviously see the flames and some people banging at windows, which I believe were quite thick, although I think eventually some people did break the windows. But the eyewitnesses I spoke to, and again, you know, young people describing this to me, talking about people banging at the windows, scrambling to get out, falling all over each other. Some of them with their, you know, I warn listeners of what I'm about to say, but some of them, you know, with really serious burns, clothes burned off, hair burned off. One guy said to me that someone said to him, "Am I burned?" And he said he must have been the adrenaline, because he's literally his face had been burnt off. Okay. So really, really appalling scenes that these young people had to experience that night.
Well, Jason, thank you very much for joining us to bring us up to date on that very tragic situation. That's Jason Farrell there, home editor at Sky News. The time now is 8:17.